This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak to Bill Robertson, who's the director of the Bureau of Street Services for the City of Los Angeles. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about how big and how important the Bureau of Street Services is in the city government of Los Angeles?
Well, pretty important, I think, or at least we'd like to think. We maintain the largest municipal street system in the United States, approximately 6,500 lineal miles of street network.
Okay.
And so it's pretty important.
How big is your budget? How much do you spend every year?
Right now, our total budget is about $136 million.
Okay.
And that's basically for, you know, resurfacing, motor sweeping of streets, alley cleaning,
right,
code enforcement, tree trimming,
right,
a whole host of critical quality of life services that we deliver to the citizens.
Could you put a dollar figure on the value of those 6,500 miles if they were being rebuilt today, or what they're worth now, or how much it costs to build them in current dollars?
It would be in the billions.
In the billions.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm calling about two specific aspects of Mayor Hahn's proposal to give spending authority for $100,000 to each of the 85 certified neighborhood councils, and I wanted to find out from you what the status of that money is, and whether it's new money or old money, and exactly how the relationship between the neighborhood councils and the Bureau of Street Services is going to work under the mayor's plan.
Sure. Basically, this is what we call it's gas tax money that's becoming available. So this will be new or additional money.
Is this state money, federal money? Where's the taxing
done? It comes from the state gas tax.
State gas tax, okay.
Yeah, and the city of Los Angeles receives a portion, as do other cities and counties throughout the state of California, based on the consumption of gasoline statewide. So this will be additional gas tax money that'll be available to
us. How much is that the tax money, state tax money from the gas tax that the city got last year? How much is it going to get this year, as far as you know?
Well, this additional money that we're going to be receiving is approximately between about $5 to $8 million.
$5 to $8 million,
yes.
And that's above what you got the year before,
right?
And how much was that?
I would really have to look that up for you. Off the top of my head, I couldn't give
to
you
the
that.
Nearest $10 million.
I wouldn't even want to take a guess.
Okay,
at it.
But the city is due to get another $5 to $8 million above what it got last year.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
And that's due to has the tax rate gone up, or more people are buying more gas?
It's based on consumption.
Okay, so the state, and it's a statewide factoring. So that's money that the state collects at the pump.
Right, and then a portion of that is returned to the various counties throughout the state, and then doled out to the cities.
So the state of California gives it to the County of Los Angeles, which gives it to the City of Los Angeles.
Right, and all the other 88 cities.
And the 88 cities,
yeah,
in the county. Okay, so the city is going to have $5 to $8 million more this next year than it does now. That's where the extra that sounds like the $8.5 million that it would cost to give $100,000 to each of the 85 certified councils.
That's correct.
Okay, and what's going to be what's the status of that money now? The mayor made an announcement, and I interviewed someone in his office, and I found out that rather than the checks being in the mail, it's going to be a proposal in the mayor's budget that's going to go to the city council for approval as part of the next budget?
Yes, that's correct. It'll be part of the normal budget process that we go through each year.
And what's the timing for that? When is that to do with the council, and when's it due out of the council?
Well, basically, I believe last year the mayor had his budget to the council sometime in April.
Okay.
And then normally they go through the various committees, and then the voting of the full council. And normally the budget becomes available to us, or we know what the budget is going to be, usually in sometime in June.
In June, okay. And is the fiscal year ends at the end of June, begins at the beginning of July?
That's correct. It runs July 1st to June 30th.
Okay. So however much money they have now, they're going to get, the councils under this plan would get another $100,000 starting July 1st.
Right. That's when the program would actually start.
Okay. Now, talk about what you understand to be the structure of the relationship between the neighborhood councils and the Bureau of Street Services in terms of what information you're going to provide them, what kind of decisions they're going to make, how they're going to communicate that to you, and how you're going to be at their beck and call, or they're going to do what you say, or how exactly that relationship is going to work.
Basically, what we've been doing over the several years that the neighborhood councils have been in existence. We've provided them with what we call assessments on the infrastructure within their neighborhood council. And I think today we've provided 65 assessments to the just over 80 some odd neighborhood councils.
Okay, and what are these? What's included in these assessments?
Well, in these assessments, it pretty much gives them, first of all, the condition of all their streets in the neighborhood council. It lets them know trim cycles on trees, motor sweeping schedules for the various areas in the neighborhood council, streets that qualify for slurry seal.
Tell our inexpert listeners what a slurry seal is.
Basically, a slurry seal is a preservation measure or procedure that we use to maintain streets. It's an emulsified asphalt that you use on streets that are normally anywhere between 3 and 7 years of age.
Right.
You seal those streets to seal all the cracks, replace any of the fine materials that have been lost over the first 7 years of life of the roadway.
Right.
And then that preserves it and keeps it from any water infiltrating through the cracks and damaging the subbase.
Okay.
And that's the biggest reason we have potholes, is because we have cracks and the water seeps through and damages the subbase.
So slurry seals done at an appropriate time can prevent potholes?
Oh, absolutely. And we recommend, and what we'd like to do is once we resurface the street, like I said, we come back in that 3 to 7 year period, slurry seal it, come back again in 3 to 7 years and slurry seal it again, and then slurry seal it again. So you can actually extend the life of a pavement out beyond 21 years before you really have to spend any big dollars in actually resurfacing the street.
Is slurry seal good enough to fix potholes, or you have to do that separately before, or I would presume before you do the slurry seal?
Right. You have to fix the potholes, and you also have to do what we call crack sealing for your larger cracks, and then you slurry seal over those repairs that you've made.
Okay. Could you give approximate costs for these different procedures? What does slurry seal cost per whatever distance you measured in, miles or blocks or 100
yards?
Yeah,
roughly, just as a ballpark figure, a slurry seal may run you about $26,000 a lineal mile.
Okay.
And of course, it depends on the width of the street. The wider the street, the more it costs. So that's
okay.
Basically, and then if you're resurfacing, your average cost for resurfacing with some minor base failure may be $200,000.
Is that where the asphalt's stripped off? It's left with that kind of anti-hydroplaning rough surface for weeks, and then that's resurfacing.
Yeah, and that basically, you have a maintenance blanket, which is where you just grind off 2 inches of the existing and put 2 inches of new.
Right.
Then you have resurfacing, where you may have some base failures that you have to repair before you can actually profile and then put the 2.5 inch on.
Right.
And then you have the full reconstruction, which means the street has totally failed and you need to remove all existing asphalt and probably the subbase and start from scratch all over again.
Full reconstruction is the most severe level.
Yes.
How much does that cost?
That's about $400,000 to $500,000 per mile.
$400,000 to $500,000 a mile, and the resurfacing is about $200,000 a mile.
Right.
And was there something in between resurfacing?
Well, a blanket would be just a little less than $200,000.
Right.
And then if depending on the amount of base failures, the resurfacing could go from two to up to about $300,000.
Right. Is there a procedure that's less than full reconstruction but more than resurfacing?
No.
Okay. So it's essentially $400,000 to $500,000 for the full reconstruction, $200,000 for resurfacing, and $26,000 per lineal mile for the slurry seal.
That's correct.
So an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If you spend the maintenance, the money on maintenance first.
Right.
You're going to save yourselves anywhere from 3 to 4 times what it would cost you if you fail to do the maintenance and you have to reconstruct the street.
Okay, now I'm doing some fast calculations here. If it's $26,000 per lineal mile, and an entity, a neighborhood council, has $100,000, that sounds like they could do about 4 lineal miles. And I'm trying to divide 85 into 6,500, but it sounds like there's a lot more than 4 miles of street in every neighborhood council on the average. What percentage of that? It sounds like about 1, 2, or 3% of the streets. Is that about right?
It depends on the actual neighborhood council.
Right.
How many?
I'm sure some have more than less than others.
Yes, exactly.
But
and this really isn't about the size of the neighborhood council, because the need
right.
for street resurfacing
right.
is so great,
right.
and the funding we receive is so little.
Right.
It's just this is a start.
Now, so how many miles of streets would you say today ought to be could use would benefit from a slurry seal?
Well, basically, our program for this year is we're slurry sealing 300 miles as part of our budgeted program this year.
300 miles out of the 6,500. Can you give an estimate though? Can any street or at what point do you decide that the street really needs it? Of those 6,500, if you had an infinite amount of money, how many would you slurry seal this year?
Well, basically, let me give you a rough idea. Our current system, the street system as a whole,
right.
and as I mentioned, it's the largest in the United States.
Right.
To improve our system to where every street in the city of Los Angeles would be in a good shape,
let's call
on
it
average,
tip-top condition.
It'd be good. That would be in good shape.
Right.
We would need to spend $150 million a year.
Right.
For 10 years.
So that sounds like about $1.5 billion.
Right.
And would that provide for the full reconstruction of streets that needed it, the resurfacing of streets that needed
yes,
it, and the slurry seal of
yes.
all the other street, all the rest
right.
of the streets?
If you spent that amount of money at the end of that 10 years, you would no longer have any failed streets in the city of Los Angeles.
Although, of course, the streets that you fixed in year one would probably be in trouble by year 10 already, wouldn't they?
Not if you're doing the maintenance, which is the slurry seal.
Oh, okay.
It would still be in good repair. As you move through that 10-year program,
right.
it's assumed that you're doing the proper maintenance you need to do.
Right.
And then at the end of 10 years, you have a good street system, and then you start spending a lot less money.
Right.
Because you're doing maintenance as opposed to the reconstruction or the resurfacing.
Okay, so it would take $150 million a year for 10 years to get things into their optimal shape. How much revenue do you have to spend on that as opposed to the $150 that would be ideal?
Right now, we're at about $45 million for our resurfacing program.
So you've got about, and by resurfacing you mean everything that you're talking about, resurfacing, reconstruction?
Yes.
So you've got about a third of the money that you really need.
That's correct.
Okay, and you're getting another 8, which is about another 15% on top of what you've got, and so the decision here was made to allocate the decision about that to the city, to the neighborhood councils.
Yes.
What was the role of Bureau of Street Services or you in that? Did you recommend this to the mayor, or what was the process that?
Well, actually, this was the mayor's idea, and he was well aware that we had been working over the last 2 or 3 years very closely with the neighborhood councils.
Right.
To get them to use our assessments to come up with a strategic plan for their neighborhoods.
Okay.
And this is really all about empowering
right.
those neighborhood councils to become involved in the decision making.
Okay. So you said you've provided assessments to about 65 of these 85 certified councils.
Yes.
What overall has been their response? How actively or proactively have they put together a strategic plan based on the assessments that you've provided them?
It really depends on the neighborhood council and where they are in the process. We have quite a few neighborhood councils that are very involved.
Could you cite some of those?
Basically, you have Studio City,
right?
Midtown North Hollywood, Greater Toluca Lake.
Okay.
And I'm forgetting one other, but they were all part of a MOU process that we did with the University of Southern California.
A memorandum of understanding?
Yes.
Okay, and with USC, what was that process?
It was a process to get the neighborhood councils more involved in setting the priorities within their communities.
Okay.
And how their role can be expanded.
Okay.
In helping the city identify the real needs of the community.
Okay, and the ones that were involved in that are also the ones that have made the best use of the assessments that
yes.
you provided them.
Yes.
Okay. What's the next step then? Let's say the money goes to the proposal goes to the council. The council approves it. It becomes law. The money's available after July 1st, 2005. What are the neighborhood councils going to do, and how are they going to communicate with you about their priorities?
Well, what we're doing, as you may know, the mayor has identified 7 service areas throughout the city of Los Angeles, and we refer those to, and this is part of Teamwork LA, we call those our service cabinets. Each one of those has a director
right.
from the mayor's office.
These are geographic subdivisions of the city?
Yeah, and they're pretty much, they align with the seven planning areas.
Seven planning areas.
Yeah.
How do those align with the 14 city council, 15 city council members?
Well, it doesn't really take that into account.
So you're saying the city is divided into 15 planning areas?
Well, no. The city is divided into 15 council district areas.
Oh, okay.
But there's only seven planning areas.
Oh, I see. Seven planning areas. Okay.
Right.
And each of those essentially is the service area is the same thing as the planning area.
Right.
Okay.
And then you have neighborhood councils that make up those service or planning areas.
It almost sounds like boroughs.
Well, I wouldn't want to call it exactly
right.
Like boroughs,
okay.
But it is geographically
okay.
Divided. But you have these directors
right.
That meet usually once a month.
And these are directors who work for the Bureau of Street Services?
No, they work for the mayor's office.
Oh, okay.
And they meet normally once a month with the neighborhood councils in their service area.
Right.
And they discuss, issues and things that, the neighborhood councils want to see move forward.
Right.
And so what we are going to do is we're going to use that tool
right.
To initially meet with the neighborhood councils to describe the program, how the neighborhood councils can best leverage the money that they have with the current resurfacing program. And then from that point, all the neighborhood councils will have an assessment. And based on their public works committees, transportation committees, or however they identify those groups of folks that look at the public works issues,
right.
We'll be setting up a group meeting and training on how to use the assessments,
right.
How to create a strategic plan for the future, and then how to best identify how they want to spend that $100,000.
Okay, so to summarize the process up until the spending decision, your office is essentially going to show up at these seven service area meetings that coordinate the groups of neighborhood councils and explain the general proposition, and then you're going to meet separately with the transportation or planning groups within each neighborhood council to help them learn how to use the assessments better.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
And then at what point will they be making a decision about what they want to do, and how will they communicate that to you?
Well, basically through this group training that we'll be doing for each one of the service areas,
right.
Then we'll start just getting feedback from them.
Right.
And naturally, we know what's proposed already in each one of these council districts.
Right.
And naturally, we will try to guide the neighborhood councils to make decisions that benefit them the most.
Right.
If we're already planning to do street A and B,
right.
And they want to add street C and D,
right.
They might even get street E because it's contiguous to work we already have planned.
Right.
Now, if they want to go over and do X and Y,
right.
It may be more expensive because it's, it costs money to move the crews,
right.
And all that. So it's those kinds of things we'll be teaching them and letting them know.
So you'll essentially be advising them about the process and about the trade-offs and how they can maximize their value for their money.
Exactly.
Okay. And then will there be some kind of formal process whereby the council, the neighborhood councils vote or issue some kind of RFP or order to you that contains their decisions about the priorities?
That's something that we are working with Dunn,
right,
and the city attorney.
The Department of Neighborhood.
Department
of Neighborhood Empowerment, right.
Right. And we're working with them because I am not up on the procedural requirements that the
right.
Neighborhood councils have to go through.
Okay.
So that's an issue that we'll be working with both Dunn and the city attorney to address.
Okay, and what's the timetable for the process that we've just talked about?
Well, basically, we want to start in the month of March.
March of this year?
Yes, to get the word out to the neighborhood councils.
Right.
Because one of the requirements that we have is that anytime we do work in a street,
right.
We have to notify the utilities usually a year in advance.
Right.
And that way we don't go and resurface the street and then a utility comes in and digs it up 2 weeks later.
Right.
So that's all part of the coordinating process that we go through every year.
Right.
Well, since this money is becoming available 6 months from now or very shortly, we need to expedite the coordination with the neighborhood councils to help them make the selections and then get that information out to the various utilities.
So you essentially are going to start all the process except for the final decision, or even including the final decision?
Yes, we can even do the final decision. Then it's a matter of just waiting for the budget to be approved.
So then do you hope to have that process completed by the end of June for all the neighborhood councils that are going to participate?
Yes, that would be our plan, yes.
Okay, well, that sounds great, and I want to thank you very much for talking to us about all this, and hopefully as this process goes forward, we can speak again and get some updates on how it's working out.
Sure, would love to.
Don't hang up, but I'm going to say goodbye for our listeners, and thank you again for your participation.
You're quite welcome.